Commander Q.
morality at the level of the individual, thus freeing one to evolve independently into a formation.
But do you think he wonders at the plight of the snail? Does a snail, the lowly snail, does a snail, the lowly snail? Have you ever wondered how these creatures have survived through the many bygone ages? They have managed to stay alive. Doesn't a snail, the lowly snail, doesn't a snail,
Saturday, May 12th, 2001, near 5 p.m., exiting my apartment, Newman Road, Malden, Mass. This tape comprises a resumption and continuation of my voice journal. I haven't done it in a while. I guess it's a project that, I don't know, it got out of hand. I really don't know what happened, to be honest. There was this point there where I was fucking up tapes and they were breaking all kinds of projects. And, anyway. I just have to resume. I want to. Spring blossoms. Wind. Writing 36 nocturnes for months now. I'm into the fourth of the six series, and this series is about nature, response to nature. So I've been to nature. So I noticed that there was this tree where the blossoms were falling, and I thought that they're kind of like happiness. They come at you, and they're near you, and then they are gone. They float on. Just listening to the wind in the trees. Often when you look into the sky and it's gray and the wind is blowing hard in the trees, it's a sign that rain's coming. And I'm not really sure why I know that. Anyway, entering Balrock Cemetery now. And I think I'm going to dose right here. One hit of Lucy. I have 20 left. Excluding the one in my pocket. I usually wait. I don't want to. I've been just struggling like fuck lately. And I want to, trip and find clarity, peace, happiness. I don't know what I want to fucking find, but I'm gonna dose, and so by the time I get to the movie I'm gonna go see, which is a movie called The Claim at Harvard Square Theater. Oh man, one of my least favorite. I'm hoping that, I don't know, I'll just be out there, in there, whatever it is. So I'm stopping right now. I'm gonna listen to this, make sure that it's recording properly, then resume. If I'd kept recording, I would have recorded the sound of a car accident. It sounds okay. I'm standing in the Balrock Cemetery, and two cars hit each other really, really hard. There's a police car nearby. And here comes a cop car that does know about the accident. All right. It's done. It's 5 p.m. Movie's at 6:50. I will be spun by the time I go into that movie. The months have been strange. They've been strange. This whole year has been fucking strange. I began it working at Harvard Business School Publishing. Past the 1 year mark there in mid-January, involved with a woman I met online. Didn't last. Erica Marie Del Fabro of Montreal, Canada. Say goodbye to her February 26th. Oddly, she wrote to me just a few days ago, and here it is, approaching mid-May. I wrote back to her, but she didn't respond. That's sufficient. I don't think she wrote to me with any real intent of being in touch. I think she just was feeling guilty or something about the way she fucked me over, letting me write her poems and send her gifts long after she knew she didn't want to be involved with me anymore, long after she was looking elsewhere. I should have just not responded. But I'm not like that. Anyway, then I became involved again with Lainey Russell. What the fuck that's been or is or is going to be. It's an online romance. She's going to have therapy for trying to heal from being raped in college. You know, she's in St. Martin. Vacation. Therapy's supposed to be a week from this coming Wednesday. Scripture Press has gone on. Gets ever more complex. Started a webcast a week and a half ago, Radio Lucy. And been fucking around with music programs ever since. Not writing enough. Just kidding. scares me because everything that is sacred to me involves writing, making art. I can't find a fucking way out of Harvard, and I can't find a better way to be there. That's very frustrating. Well, the good news about this weekend is that I don't have to, I don't have any obligations till my radio show at 5. And the new studio that the station moved to is still a doable walk from the train. It's 2 more stops, 2 additional stops on the Green Line. And a walk that's, I don't know, maybe slightly longer, but it's alright. I get so twisted and tensed up and I don't even know why. I dreamed the other night, I looked into the mirror and I was bald. I was, you know, no hair on top, just a little bit on the sides of my head. I dream about demons in my house or spirits or something, I don't know what. Online way too much lately. Hours, days at a time. I mean, I can understand that at work, until I get better work, if I get better work. But at home, too, I don't write enough. I just want today to be about calming down a little bit and getting back to work. That's what I want. Calming down, getting back to work. Rain is definitely coming. It's cloudy overhead. Wind is blowing. Trees are shaking. Feeling the effects of the acid. I told Lainey before she left, it's all good. I told her to relax and have fun, and she said that would be hard, but she would try, and I said to her, it's all good. And it is all good. And I pressed myself way too hard. And I feel like I just want to chill out. But I don't. It's like my life has no backup plan for me. Beside me fucking going balls to the wall. Let me see a different movie. show times aren't good for getting to it this week, not at this point. I feel the rain starting to come. I just bought a glove and stand in front of Cappy Thicker's looking at it. Alright, so I'm going to see The Claim, Harvard Square, Sony Theater. I guess that's it for now.
Sanyo X with Commander Q.
36
X with
Commander Q.
Sanyo X with Commander Q.
Commander Q.
Strange.
On spirit and on radio, no radio. What guest join again?
Sunday, May 13th, 2001. 3:15 p.m., leaving my home at 32 Newman Road, bound for Malden Center T Station. Well, I didn't add any more to this tape last night, but that's okay, because I wrote. I wrote my thoughts pad, I wrote Bag's End, I wrote in my New America story, I wrote, I worked. I saw a movie called The Claim, which I enjoyed. It wasn't one to blow my mind like some, but it was good. It was well made. It was worth seeing. And the funny thing is, because I dosed so early, by the time I got to the movie, I was already dripping. Pretty funny. But it was a good night. I ended up getting getting to my courtyard table at Abantan without too much trouble. Even sat reading, which I rarely do when I'm tripping. Nobody in Malden will even look up and say hello when you fucking pass by. This is one ugly town. Entering Bell Rock Cemetery. Thank goodness. I was so riled here last night, it was very funny. I wasn't jumping happy, I was more, fuck you all. Well, not really, but I was something. I see the empty liquor bottles and soda cans here sometimes, and it makes me so fucking angry. And I see hope too, but only in the form of hierarchy. A different kind of hierarchy, a hierarchy of consciousness. A sort of advanced scout of humanity. I don't know why it has to be that way. And advanced scouts take some lickings. That's for sure. But more personally, I feel good today, and I didn't feel good yesterday. It seems like I hit the weekend. I hit Saturday, and I have so much shit within that I need to deal with. And it comes out over the course of 10, 12, 14 hours. God, I couldn't fucking sleep until like 6:30 this morning. It was ridiculous. It was fucking daylight. And I remember thinking, how can I fucking reconcile this with what I do during the week? And yet, the two right now in my life form a relationship. What I do during the week, even though it is hard mentally, physically, is nonetheless, well, I get shit done. Even if I don't get shit done very well, I get shit done. And I take a beating, and then on Saturday, I scrub raw. And it hurts. But then it's over, and I get up the next day, and feel better. That's what it's all about. I feel fucking better. And often my perspective gets so tiny that we don't think of all the other people out there waging their fucking wars, waging our fucking war. On the bullshit. I feel isolated, alone, and near to powerless. But today I don't. Today I don't. Today I feel like I've survived another week of the battle. Come out rabba clean. Some weeks are harder than others. So I call in sick when, I don't know, accumulating over the course of time, just my ability to deal slows little by little. girl named Rachel who I met on the internet Saturday ago, and she responded to me very strongly, and that was cool. And we had a few intense talks, and I thought, is this the girl I'm supposed to divert from Lainey to? Lainey sometimes pushes me away, or seems to push me away, or whatever. But Rachel wasn't around much this weekend, and I think her eagerness, I think I probably blunted it a little bit. I just couldn't handle it. Mollified it, so that's the right word. I dimmed it some. And I think that she backed off, and she's better for having known me, and maybe we'll still be friends, but she's not Lainey. No one is Lainey. Somehow I managed to type and send to Lainey my new poem, which is good. I'm glad I did that. I would have felt bad not doing that. Lainey's mine. She's my muse. That's who she is. She's something to me that no one else is. I'm something to her that no one else is. It's scary. Talk to other women. There's no other woman I have the same connection with. There's no other woman who keeps coming back and keeps coming back as strong. She told me to keep the door open to other women, and I guess in a way I have, at least online. But no one else comes close. It's just the way it is. No one else comes close. There it is. I'm coming along the sidewalk where I was yesterday. Was it at this time? I don't know, it might have been. It was about a day ago, and I'd already dosed. I knew I was already into it. I stopped in front of Cappy's Liquors to buy the Boston Globe and just look it over, see if there are any other movies or whatever. It worked out. I'm glad I'm doing this project again. It's good. I'm trying. I really am. I'm doing my best. At times, I'm doing my best. But I am doing my best at times. It doesn't make any sense. It means I don't believe I'm always doing my best, but I'm often doing my best. And when I'm not, I don't know. I'm trying to get up to that level again. I never completely give up. Fucking tea. 15 minutes on Sunday, and naturally about 2 minutes before I get to the platform, the current one comes and goes. So be it. Early enough so I can still deal. That's it for now. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Saturday, May 19th, 2001. Nearing 3:30 p.m. Arnold Arboretum, Hillside, Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts. Hence the last entry in this journal and this one. I've been laid off my job, given 2 weeks' notice as of beginning of the week. I'm going to check this out one more time to make sure it's working okay. Seems to be. Yeah, Harvard Business School Publishing and I are coming to a parting of the ways in less than a week. It was a rough week to get through after I got this notice, which came late Monday afternoon. I ended up calling in sick twice, in part because I had 2 sick days available and I decided I wanted to use them, in part because I just couldn't stand going in there. I don't know how much better I am about the whole thing now. Now we got to get through one more week. And that's gonna suck. I think Lainey will be back on Monday. So that's good news. I came here today because I hadn't been here in a long, long time, and it seemed like a good idea. I spent last night with Rick. Last night and this morning. And, I decided I want to come here. movie I'm planning to see is after 5, so I have maybe an hour or so here. I'm probably gonna doze soon. But not yet. I'm not ready yet. I'm behind in my journal, that's annoying me. Seeing yet another guy walk with his girl really fucking annoys me. Too many fucking years of it. It's funny, I always end up at this same spot. Probably because it's near to where I come into the park. I thought there might be a water fountain, but no. I saw someone bend over. For some reason, I couldn't tell from here, but I just went to check. That person was sniffing flowers, not drinking water. Funny, huh? So here I am, and I can't stay too long, but I'm here to soak up some of the goodness of this place. Made it to side B. Somewhere between uncomfortably warm and uncomfortably cool, which is nice. Surrounded by trees. Not hurried for the moment. Bad things happen to good people sometimes, and there's no explanation. There's no reason. I keep coming back to this thought. There's even a book with that title, When Bad Things Happen to Good People. My whole adolescence was a bad thing. very peaceful here. No one really asks anything of this patch of earth. People walk around in it and relax, and they bike and they walk, they play frisbee, they picnic. But no one really asks this area to do anything. No one asks these trees to be anything. They just grow. And they grow nicely. It's a stress reliever to be here. I haven't been here in so long. I'm not really sure why. I'm grateful for me doing this thought, this voice journal again. It's good. The sky is clouded up. I wanna dose, but I wanna be worthy of it. There was so much shame in my growing up. So much shame. Poverty. Handicapped children. A father who kept losing jobs and a mother who bore most of the worst aspects of social Judaism. The clannishness, the prejudice. The sense of being an outsider. Not that the times are terribly tolerant or welcoming of anything better than these things, but I just regret it over and over. I try not to be what she was, and sometimes I am what she was, and sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I'm myself. When I'm myself, I'm a different person. I'm generous and funny, interesting, witty, sharp, ribald. When I'm here, I'm fearful and prejudiced and ashamed. Go soon. I knew coming here I would have to go soon. I'm gonna dose now and listen to some music. Yes, indeed. More later. I'm gonna put this tape in my pocket so I don't lose it or forget it.
Thank you. Monday, April 25th, 2022, at 7:50 a.m. Walking down Derby Road, Norfolk, Massachusetts. This road is busy with traffic, people traffic, car traffic, people going to work, people going to school, etc. I'm bound for my pay job, as I will be there all week at my class, a biobuilder class. It's a class that's basically an introduction to synthetic biology. It started 5-day class. That's the train in the distance, ways away. It started earlier in the month and it got shut down because there was a COVID outbreak. Just stopped in its tracks. And now it's resuming. Hey, morning. Doing alright, how are you? So, anyway, here I am, walking along the long trail that leads me from here to the Seaport District of Boston, where my workplace is located. It's a 20-minute walk to the train to get into Boston, and then there's a shuttle I get at North Station. North Station, for those that don't live in Boston or know it that well, know that name anyway. North Station is probably most well known for being where the Boston Garden is, where the Boston Celtics play basketball and lots of great concerts and other stuff. I graduated there. I guess it was the old Boston Garden when they tore down many years ago on a very hot day. Graduated from Northeastern University. That would have been back in 94, 95. Master's in English. The thing that got me here was borrowing money to go to that school to get that degree. Got me out of Connecticut. Thank goodness. Seneca 119 is much further along than it was before the weekend. Cassie and I were both at it. Both days. And it's shaping up. Not ordered yet, and there's some more work to do, but I can tell you that a lot of work is done. I mean, it gets to the point where, with persistence, a lot of work is done. And so, all the contributors, all their works are gone through. Pieces selected, edited where needed. I only have one left, Sam Knott. His fiction, Maban Calling, has been serialized in the Cenacle. This is going to be part 3 in the April issue, 3 of 4. So that's good. That's the last one I haven't gone through. And then my pieces are going to be the next thing, the last big thing. All sorts of work needs to be done on them. Typing, writing, editing, or shaping, I don't know. But the good thing is that I decided to do the Jellicle Guild meeting on the 7th of May, which means this coming weekend is a third work weekend. The good thing about that is that it'll be mostly about my work, and that's good because I have a lot of it, and I can essentially put that mostly aside for getting to the contributors' work. It's good though, because like the Cenacle used to be fewer contributors and still tons of my work, and so it was more the magazine of my work than anything else, and now it is much more shared because there's so many. My pieces are long, but there's a lot of other pieces too, so. And I don't think necessarily everyone needs that much of their work in the issue. It just really depends on the person. You know, it's finding that sea level for each person. So I have Kim's piece. A nice photo of somebody that he finds just starting to bed. So switching topics to the pandemic, which, contrary to general belief, or widespread belief, is not over. In fact, cases are rising again. So Cassie and I had planned two things, travel-wise. We're going to go see your family, who we did not see them in 2020. We usually visit annually. We did not see them in 2020 because of the pandemic at its height. We saw them last year because the pandemic was kind of in a lull. And it's looking like we might not see them this year because it's rising up again. And honestly, there doesn't seem to be any way to travel to Colorado and be among people who come and go and interact with all sorts safely. I mean, it's just like without being masked up the entire time. I don't think Cassie wants to do that. I don't want Cassie to get sick. I don't want to get myself sick. I mean, COVID's just dangerous to everybody. It's a dangerous thing. It's not like a cold. It's a quantum level above anything, any kind of cold would be. Because you get it, you get some level of sick, but it doesn't actually necessarily leave your system, and it doesn't necessarily actually stop affecting you. There's just concern just to, once you have it, how it might affect you long term. So there's that, and then there's Burning Man, which we still haven't gotten tickets for. We've been on the wait list for a few days now, and I'm kind of thinking if not one, not the other. I don't want to think that, but I mean, I don't see any choice in the matter, really. Mass mandates have been dropped on public transportation by some lunatic fucking judge in Florida who somehow had the power to do that for the entire country. So it's frustrating to be 2 years into this and still be dealing with it. I mean, partly it's a crazy worldwide global thing, and partly stupidity. The stupidity of people who didn't get vaccinated, and the stupidity of people who won't wear masks in public situations. And, I mean, it's all very frustrating because this didn't really have to happen like it did in the first place because Trump, But he's long not since been president. He was the crucial piece of it happening as badly as he did initially, but he's not been president for nearly a year and a half. And in that time, vaccines have been developed, and that was incredibly awesome. But a third of the country didn't take them. Even though they were free, widely available, there's no impediment to getting them. I mean, every effort was made to get shots in people's arms. I really, truly believe that. And then the mask thing is just like, with the virus still going, you can be a carrier, you can be a transmitter, you can be a receiver of it. I mean, it's just like, it's not hard. This isn't hard. I mean, the analogy with colds is true in just the sense that it's contagious. You know, someone sneezes in your face with a cold, you might get a cold. And it's the same thing with this. But it's not the same thing beyond that. Beyond that, it's something much more dangerous. And so, it's frustrating for safety's sake to have to cancel plans and to feel it's not necessary. But this just isn't a country that, if it ever did anymore, really cooperates, works together. People pursue their own interests, their own bitternesses, their own grudges. I mean, everybody has a fucking grudge. Everybody's been hurt. Everybody's bitter and resentful over how they were treated by someone because of something. And, I mean, I have sympathy for all that. I can share in that complaining, but what good did it do? What good did it do? It doesn't have anything to do with the fucking virus that doesn't give a fuck what the particulars of you are as a human being, except that you are a human being, and therefore you can catch COVID. There's nothing more to it than that. So, it's frustrating as hell that I just, in the end, think it's just a matter of people being inconvenienced. Not wanting to get bother getting shots, not wanting to bother wearing masks, not wanting to have their plans altered. It's just, they just feel if they ignore it, it'll just not be something that matters to them. It's a movie they don't want to see or whatever. Something that doesn't interest them. If you're not interested in the COVID pandemic, then somehow it doesn't connect to you. And you know what it does? Every last one. Passing by some road machinery. So anyway, I'm almost to the train station. But I just thought I'd jump into this now with thoughts about the cynical and about the pandemic. And I really wish that I thought it was possible that our travel plans were going to work out, and no one would stop us from doing them, but the risk seems really too great. I mean, I don't know how else to think about it. I'm glad we were able to travel last year safely. Got lucky in terms of timing, but 2022 seems to be more like a fuck it toward attitude toward the pandemic, and it's just gotten worse because of that. We read some article online that said that eventually there'll be a version of it that just doesn't do what the previous version does. It'll grow weaker over time, but people will keep getting sick, and if you get sick during, it doesn't matter if it ends a year from now. So, alright, anyway, that's enough for now. More later. Alright, it's 6:06 p.m. Day's over, I'm walking back from Oak Grove Sea Station to Derby Road to home. Same day. And we got a message, text message from T-Mobile saying that somebody's not going to work as of tomorrow. Broke one call. I don't know if that's true, but I've never heard a date name before on a text message sent personally to me. So it could be true. Still works today. So right, when I walk this route, I usually call Cassie on Gumby. This may be the last time I do it. So, I don't know. It's kind of a thing I have to accept even if I don't like it. And I might catch a little bit of this call toward the end. If she answers, of course. Maybe busy. So, there might be a little bit more of this one. Yeah. Start that. I was reminded of your station in the sense that, parallel dermatitis. I was reminded of that because, it's like, with all these experiments, you don't know what's going to come of trying different things, and you don't know what's going to come of different combinations of things, and you don't know what's going to come because of other factors that, that are part of, like, random factors that occur. And so it's like it's all trial and error to try to produce a result and then try to make sure the result you produce is not like a one-time thing. You know, it's hard to, you don't want to just have it work once and then never work again. You got to be able to produce it and then reproduce it. It was interesting on that basis that, that we were doing these things. Like, when we would write down the numbers that kind of emerged as data from these various experiments, everybody would go and write them on the board. And nobody's numbers ever agreed. But generally speaking, results were comparable. But even so, they weren't completely comparable. I mean, there are instances where there were outliers. And it's kind of like... It's kind of like guessing over time. Like, if you get a result most of the time, and then once in a while you don't get that result, you might throw out the outliers as being like, well, something weird went happen that time. You're like trying to figure out something based upon it happening consistently most of the time, if not all of the time. So really, it's interesting in that sense that There's no perfection to it all. And did I lose you? Oh, sorry. This is on the level of science fiction biology. So, you know, you with your arguments and creams, or, you know, the fact that you're having to experiment and you know, try different things and see different reactions. I mean, it's no different. You know, essentially, it's not really fundamentally much of a different thing. It's on a much more complex level, but the uncertainty of it is still the same. So, that is, that's how it was, And then, the day ended, and I was fairly lucky in the, get the shuttle, and I walked to Chinatown, got the train, and everything was good. So, I will be home very shortly. I feel like I'm trudging a bit.
Well, good thing I have this dinner ready.
Yeah. Yes, we are watching. We are watching Atlanta. We're going to start from the beginning. We're going to watch two a week, which is kind of a variation on the Expanse approach, since it's short. Yeah. So I think I can make it through two more days of this class, because it really isn't, it's hard, but it's not like, beyond capacity hard. It'd be a lot harder if it was a class with a grade, you know? I would feel like I'm like several levels of biology too high, you know, but thank goodness I'm not. So, And it was really neat day. I mean, it's really not too bad. It's nice and cool. Funny. Alright. Hi. How's it? Thank you.
X with Commander Q.
36 X with Commander Q.
So far away and